when an illegal oil refinery exploded in Nigeria. Timothy Obuzu has more.
The Rivers State Police Command in southern Nigeria told VOA by phone Wednesday that authorities have launched a probe into the latest incident. Spokesperson Grace Iringa-Koko said Iba community locals had been scooping crude oil and refining it at an illegal site late Sunday night when an explosion happened. She said authorities removed 15 charred bodies, including that of a pregnant woman, from the site. Authorities say 20 survivors, including the owner of the illegal refinery, were taken to a local hospital with burns. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Britain's government on Wednesday proposed banning younger generations from ever buying cigarettes, a move that would give the country some of the world's toughest smoking rules. If passed into law, the smoking age would rise by 1 year every year, potentially phasing out smoking among young people almost completely as soon as 2040.
I think it's very clever the way that it's being done, that it's being done by stopping people starting to smoke rather than trying to stop smokers, which I don't think you could do.
Baroness Lucy Neville Rolfe, who is a member of the House of Lords. Gunmen in Nigeria kidnapped five female students from a university in the northwestern Katsina state on Wednesday. According to police, it's the second such abduction involving students in the region within a month. Kidnapping for ransom by armed gangs is rife in northwest Nigeria due to high levels of poverty, unemployment, and the proliferation of illegal firearms. This is VOA News. India reveals more toxic syrups months after poisoning deaths around the world. India's drug regulator has found that a cough syrup and an anti-allergy syrup made by Norris Medicines are toxic. According to a government report, Indian-made cough syrups were linked to 141 children's death worldwide, including in Gambia, Uzbekistan, and Cameroon, since the middle of last year. Argentina's presidential election race is putting abortion access and women's rights in the spotlight. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan says it sparked fierce debate in a country that has been a pioneer in expanding reproductive rights in Latin America.
The election frontrunner, Javier Milei, opposes abortion. He wants to hold a referendum on whether the 2020 legalization of abortion before the 14th week of pregnancy should be repealed. He also wants to shut the Ministry of Women, Gender and Diversity, which he has called a type of affirmative action that is degrading towards women. Milei's stance has caused fears among feminists of a risk of backtracking on gains in women's rights in recent years. But it has helped him win votes among young Argentine men who feel disenfranchised, as well as conservative female voters.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says Milei's critics accuse him of ignoring the existence of gender violence and discrimination in Argentina. Last year, a woman was murdered every 35 hours. Women earn 27% less than men. A group of 271 migrants arrived on Spain's El Hierro Island on Tuesday, all crowded into the same boat. Reuters' Asani Blantre says rescuers in the Canary Islands have described it as the most crammed migrant boat they have ever seen.
According to authorities, a total of 726 migrants, including women and children, have reached the Canary Islands in the past 24 hours. It's become a primary destination for migrants attempting to reach Spain, which has seen a sharp increase in migrants' crossings from Senegal and other African countries this year. There were 21,780 arrivals from January to August, a 15% rise from 2022.
Reuters' Isani Blatri, who says September's calmer waters have made it a peak month for such crossings, presenting significant challenges for authorities and humanitarian groups. The European Union passed new laws, or agreed on new rules, for illegal migration and are moving forward to approve them formally. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.
It's only the Voice of America.